RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. And coach, your last time out, last Saturday at Northern Iowa, you get a road win against a very good team in overtime. We talked about this a little bit before and after, but in retrospect, how important do you feel it was to get a win away from home on the last chance before conference play?
Yeah, I mean, guys need to walk out of those things with a little bit of confidence, and especially, you know, tough road environment, a really good team, and the fourth most experienced team in the country. And so being able to play a game against the caliber of that opponent, and to be able to walk out of there with a win in overtime, and you had to weather some storms. And I think the weathering of storms, the ability especially to get a ton out of that from a film perspective, I think all of that just gives players confidence, and it helps you be more efficient, you know, as you find yourselves in these environments, just understanding the discipline and everything that's required in order to walk out of there with a win.
And there are several things we can talk about in that perspective. You talk about weathering storms. It actually looked a little improbable late in regulation and certainly late in overtime that you were going to be able to pull it out.
Yeah, you know, down five, a little bit more than 2 minutes to go. So it's a two-possession game, and needed some stops. They were getting a number of easies out of a pick and roll that they kept returning to over and over again and getting mileage out of that. I thought, obviously, with the way the overtime started with the two threes, you know, in order to create a 6-point kind of cushion there that we were able to trim. But the back-to-back threes, and we're not going to be defined by our shot making. We need to make sure we're defined by how we respond. And I just thought we responded really well, weathered storms, and, you know, when plays needed to be made, we were able to make them, whether that be free throw lines or getting hands on balls defensively and eliminating second chance opportunities.
How important is it for anyone individually to make a play like Will Berg did? He was not having a particularly productive night offensively. Gets a big offensive rebound and putback that might have been the biggest play of the game.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you need to be going down that final possession that they had, their final offensive possession with a full shot clock. You know, we have a lead, and you're able to get it on account of offensive rebounding. You know, we're top 15 in the country at being able to do that. But I thought just you have to get a late shot clock situation. Dre's going left. He kind of has to force one up. But I thought what Will did was did a really good job of, one, creating an open block so that there's room for Dre to drive, but two, you've probably heard these numbers before that, you know, 7 out of every 10 shots going to miss on the opposite side. And Will carving out space over there and using his physicality and basically grabbing that ball between two people and then pivoting and getting his eyes to the rim first. We saw this in a scenario against St. Mary's where we get an offensive rebound late in that game and have a chance, and Will ends up trying to defer to somebody else. So really appreciate how assertive he was, really appreciate the fact fact that he carved out space and did the things you need to do in order to get the offensive rebound, but that he was thinking score, because a scoring opportunity for him, because he's a good free throw shooter, can sometimes lead to three-point plays, but it can often lead to him being at the free throw line where he's more than capable.
And is there a message in there for everyone that on any given night, you may not be having a great night, but there still may be opportunities if you hang in there to make one big play or whatever that really can make a difference?
Yeah, and then a lesson for all of us just in life, right? Just, man, you know what? It's our job to show up and give our best. And there's going to be days where, because we showed up and we gave our best, it's going to lead to group success. So making sure what you're doing individually to lead to corporate success, there's a ton of lessons that go well beyond the basketball court here.
You know, T.J. Williams made a lot of big plays in that game, and he certainly was used to doing that in high school, played for state championships and so forth, but he's a freshman at the college level, and he shared with us in the postgame interview that at one point you took him out and said something about shrinking from the moment, and he said, my bad, I don't shrink from moments, and went back in and did a great job.
Yeah, I did. He had a turnover, and we had a missed free throw, and then we missed a layup, and I think it was 3 out of 4 possessions, and I just said, you know what, he needs to regroup. But he's also, I'm a challenge guy, and you kind of have to figure out the personalities. Drake Kendall is a challenge guy, and it's probably a little man syndrome that all of us little guys have. But TJ, I just brought him over, and I said, we're shrinking from the moment. Like, we're having opportunities, and we're not fulfilling our obligations. It looks like we're freezing, and we're not coming through. And I said, you're built for the moment. You need to prove it. And to you know what, to his credit, goes back out there, and he did from a rebound perspective. I really thought he was assertive, you know. I use the word savage after the game, and savage kind of means that there's force there, right? I'm trying to do what I'm asked to do and trying to overcome. I thought he played with tremendous force. You know, there's great gravity on the court on account of we're able to get to the paint because Mike demands so much attention and Kenyon Giles demands so much attention. So because they were trying to take those away, you have to be engaged with our big, whoever that may be. You know, Noah got an offensive rebound putback, but you just can't give our bigs any space because of their ability to offensive rebound, Emmanuel and Wilberg. But I thought he did such a tremendous job of just like, you know what, if this is how y'all are going to play this and you're going to allow me to kind of bully my way into the paint, I need to get around the rim and capitalize on free throw opportunities as well as shots around the rim. And he did both, you know, was able to get three-point plays, but thought he played with tremendous force. And again, I really like a guy that just knows how to respond, and to his credit, he did that.
And mentioning that, and you said he's built for the moment, is it true in your experience? You can teach everybody to handle certain situations as well as they can, but are there just some that have an inner something that they actually welcome those kind of challenges?
Yeah, I do. I think that's true. You know, there's a lot of the there is a care factor involved. But there's also an it factor involved. You know, I just have it, you know, and not everybody does. The truth is for players, you're going to get judged by how you handle pressure and how you handle pressure situations. And there's a number of different emotions that you can get from those moments. But being assertive, making sure that you're not shrinking and backing away from the moment, that, you know what, I'm going to go all into this. And what happens is going to happen, but we're not going to shrink from the moment and act as if we're a little gun shy. Like, we need to go see what's going to happen. And I mentioned after the game that he kind of like grew up in front of our eyes. And that's one of the things, you know, especially for freshmen, a guy like him who's playing a lot, they eventually become sophomores. And sometimes because they're playing enough, you kind of see it. They become sophomores in the middle of the year. We're 10 games in, and you can kind of see the experience. I think sitting out a year ago obviously helps, but he did grow up in the moment.
We'll continue with Paul Mills on our podcast right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCityWide.com. That's GoCityWide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. And coach, the last time we did one of these, we talked about Michael Gray, who was in a shooting slump, 2-for-13 from three over the previous three games, 8-for-12 the last two. And we talked a lot about continuing to give players confidence, continuing to give them that message that we don't want you to quit shooting just because you're in a little slump.
Yeah, you know, again, you and I are both parents, and you know, we've raised our kids, and you know, mine are, you know, moved on to college, and being in a situation like that and being around young men every day, sometimes the egos are a little fragile, and they think highly of themselves, and you have to kind of bring reality into it. I think the bigger their dreams are, you're not trying to kill their dreams, but you do have to paint a picture about what are the steps necessary in order to get there, and then where are we at right now? And so there is this staircase in order to get there, but the more what reality is versus what you're thinking, the bigger the frustration. The bigger that gap, the more they're frustrated. And what you want to do with people in a situation like that is, are we doing the right thing? Like, are we taking the right shots in this example of Mike? Are we playing the right way? Is the ball moving? Or do I look selfish and now I'm just trying to force things, not cognizant of the other teammates around me? And I thought Mike was doing the right things. He just wasn't getting the right result. And in my opinion, when you're doing the right things and you're not getting the right result, just encourage, and you continue to encourage. I think making a drastic change in a situation like that, when somebody's doing the right thing, and then you say, but we're getting the wrong result, that now all of a sudden there becomes a trust issue. And not only with you, but with other people. And then players start to think like, man, I could be doing everything right. And if I have a 3-day stretch where it's not going well, they make these changes. So we thought he was doing everything right, just wasn't getting the right result. And glad it's materialized for him. And you'll continue. Players will continue to go through those ups and downs. And I don't care about the sport. It's going to happen, you know, whether it be baseball or softball or tennis. Like, you have those moments to where it doesn't always go your way. But you have to be focused on, let's just do the next right thing. And if we'll do the next right thing, eventually we'll begin to get right results. But we can't become weary in doing good. Like, we have to stay, just keep doing the right things, because we understand in due time we're going to reap a benefit. And I'm glad his stretch of games where he didn't play well wasn't that long.
Conversely, Kenyon Giles is in basically kind of a 5-game shooting slump right now, percentage-wise. He's still getting his double figures, and where does he fall on that spectrum that you just laid out?
Yeah, I think a lot of his is the attention that he draws, right? I mean, he's just getting so much attention, and so we kind of have to use him as a screener, develop counters, making sure everybody else. But I will tell you that the value that you look, because we've run the numbers, in his shots, you know, he's putting up in the last game, ended up shooting 19 of them. And excuse me, what happens with his shots, because he's such a good shooter, is they're falling off around the rim. And so those shots aren't ricocheting and leading to fast break opportunities for the other team. So I think he's got to continue to shoot. That's going to happen. He demands two people on the ball. He's getting rid of it. Some of our playmaking off the ball has to continue to improve. But I think as he continues to shoot, you don't like want to rewire him. But the shots lead to us having offensive rebound opportunities, where we need to capitalize is we've used him as a screener. We've used him off screens. We need to be able to be a little bit better in transition to where we can kind of hide him because of his ability to run to where people can't get matched up. He understands that. I thought Mike's three had one on the left wing there in the first half. It was off of a Dre Kendall paint touch. And so we talk a lot about just getting piece squared. Like, let's have guys, whether it be Mike, Dre, Karan, and then move the ball after that. I think we need to do a better job in transition. And we'll continue to find ways for him to score. But right now, him shooting the ball is actually – it's a plus, obviously, when it goes in. But there's also a tremendous plus just on account of his ability to shoot shots fall off around the rim. And we've been able to retrieve those to a large degree.
And something else about him is that he seems to have a tremendous amount of confidence. And even if he's having what might be called an off night, it seems like he has always managed to make a big shot or two late in the game.
Yeah, I think if you look at the three-point numbers right now across America, he's still one of your better shooters in the country. But I will that's what you love, right? The next right play for a shooter is to shoot the ball. And if two people are on you, you get rid of it. And I thought his plays, I mean, I go back to Will Berg, makes on account of Karan Boyd, a cut, and they, both guys end up going to Karan. It was KG's pass when he had two on him, and they were taking away TJ. I thought that pass over there now – the banks open on Saturday night there in Iowa, and Will was able to bank it in. But I thought that touch, that play is a really good indicator about KG and the attention, and then the attention that TJ derives now, and just being able to make the right play, because earlier in the game it was to TJ. And so there were a lot of things that went right, but it really is about KG just making the right basketball play. A lot of times it's going to be for him to shoot. A lot of times it's going to be for somebody else.
One other thing about the Northern Iowa game. This is, I think by any account, and I know you coaches feel this way, a really nice group of young men. And they lost some close games recently, and so maybe you start to wonder a little bit, are they quite tough enough yet to handle a game like you knew you were going to get at Northern Iowa? That had to be a positive answer.
Yeah, trust me, we thought that as well. Like, man, you know what? They're great kids. I do think that, you know, what you do is if you're disciplined off the court, and you have to have discipline on the court, off the court, it's going to apply to a discipline on it, right? You don't get your strength in a game. You get your strength in the weight room, and you apply it to a game. You have to have discipline off the court in order to apply it to a game. It's just usually there isn't how people are in regards to their character. It's usually going to be showcased. But we have a group of guys who do the right thing, and we needed to make tough plays. We needed to make tougher plays in those moments. We've had some loose balls, and, you know, as I've shared with the guys, I had somebody tell me after there was a loose ball against St. Mary's that we didn't come up with, that gave them the opportunity to stretch the lead there from a one-point lead to a three-point lead instead of us having the ball and getting an advantage, an opportunity to take the lead. I had people tell me, Fred Van Fleet makes that play, and just a list of guys. And you just had to remind the guys, like, us as Shockers, we make that play. This is what we do. There is a brand of basketball here that was established long before any of us ever got here, that it's a blue-collar mentality. And the tough plays, and what I would call tough, is we need to do the right thing when it's hard to do the right thing. And so for us, some of this is just weathering a storm. Some of it was coming up with loose basketballs. And we were able to do that, really proud of a number of guys. But I thought our commitment to discipline, and because we have discipline off of it, we can apply discipline on it. But going back to your original point about what's the character makeup of this team, and do we have the grit in order to make that happen again against a really experienced Northern Iowa team, to be able to make that happen, I think does give you some confidence.
You're listening to Shocker head coach Paul Mills. We'll continue our discussion right after this.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. One out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud, and consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
Welcome back to our discussion with Paul Mills. And Wichita State, after the win at Northern Iowa, has had a week between games, finals week here. And so what's the schedule been like? What maybe have you as coaches tried to get done this week where maybe your guys were a little more busy?
Yeah, Sunday, Monday, we were able to take off. Guys have finals, have responsibilities there. Tuesday, most of the finals were done, so we were able to get them back in the gym and just work on some things individually, and each of them had individual segments to where they're developing, and we have goals for them, obviously, in the month of December. You know, December is one of your slower months. You only play five games the entire month, and so it's on account of finals and Christmas and things of that nature. So there are these breaks, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are all 10 a.m. practices. You know, Wednesday and Thursday a little bit more intense. And so they did. I think the 2 days of rest did them well. You know, coming back 3 games, 3 days, Bahamas. We turn around and play on a Tuesday. Then you travel and play a Northern Iowa game. So basically a week off between games comes at a really good time for us, because there is some mental fatigue that's involved, you know, especially with school and all of your responsibilities there. They're happy about not having to go to study hall. So now they're basically, the truth is they're pros. They get paid nowadays in order to be here and to represent. And so we've been able to make sure the focus has been turned to basketball and be able to get in quality work during the course of this week.
Have things changed much from a coaching perspective with how things are happening now in college athletics, where maybe in the past, if you had a couple of day break, you were trying to get out and recruit, get out and see somebody, and I don't know when the live and dead periods are, but is that a little less the case when so much recruiting now is coming out of the transfer portal?
Yeah, it's a good point. We talked about this quite a bit as a staff last week and just said, you know, what high school guys, I mean, the truth is a 22-year-old is always going to be better than an 18-year-old. Rick Barnes, head coach at Tennessee, is a good friend. And he would tell me stories about how Kevin Durant would lose to, you know, Craig Winder, who was a senior on that Texas team. And I was like, man, if Kevin Durant is losing one-on-one games at 18, there aren't many freshmen who understand. Not that they are not talented and capable, it's just they don't understand the competitive nature and physicality that a lot of older guys have. So all of that to say, yeah, I mean, we're in a position right now to where we know of two. Kenyon Giles and Karam Boyd are two. Michael Gray and Emmanuel Okorafor, we feel good about those guys being able to get their years. And even though they're listed as seniors, really feel great about those situations. And we'll see how that plays out. But it is like, man, if we only need two, I don't know that a high school guy, and especially when you're redshirting high school guys, you know, we have Ty, Tyrus, who's redshirting. We have Pierre Cousinard, who's redshirting. And so it's why would we bring in another freshman? You know, Noah's right now learning and getting minutes. And I think those guys have seen the success of TJ of embracing a redshirt year and kind of seeing value in that. So, well, right now, just given the nature of our team, it isn't as if we have to run out and see high school guys. You're following it. You're staying on top of it. But, yeah, it's definitely different recruiting junior college and high school kids in this time period.
And you mentioned the red shirt thing, and people ask at times, is that even a thing anymore? Yeah. with the way rosters change? But are you looking at the fact that there is still the possibility they may go to 5 years of eligibility where that really becomes more valuable.
Yeah, I mean, it's been bantered about, and you've heard people talk about it. What I would love to see, this is me on my soapbox now, but if you graduate from the same institution for 4 years, then you can get an additional year. I think we kind of need to incentivize people doing the right thing, and I understand if there's a coaching change, but if there's no coaching change, this whole idea of every year hopping into a portal, always searching on this perpetual search to find the next greatest thing, they need to know that you don't want to do that with one day when you're married. You need to learn how to kind of stick things out and fight through things. And again, I think that if they could incentivize people staying at the same place while getting a degree, and then, you know what, we'll grant you a fifth, I'd be all for that. We'll see how that goes. I do think at some point, I mean, on account of all of these lawsuits, I don't have any inside information, but I get pretty ample updates on what's occurring and what the NCAA is thinking through other colleagues in the profession. And we'll see how this plays out, but I do think it's probably around the corner. I mean, if we're not counting junior college as a year and we're letting junior college, it actually doesn't count. You actually can get Division I years. I do think it's a matter of time where we're at a fifth year. We'll see when it happens.
We'll continue with Paul Mills right after this.
Hey, Shocker fans, Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out. Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at dosks.com.
Back on our podcast with Shocker head basketball coach Paul Mills. Coach, DePaul in town this Saturday. It's a team a program you faced last year. They have a couple more guys back than you do, but that was a game last year that close first half, and then they kind of pulled away, and it seemed to kind of set your team back a little bit.
Yeah, it did. I mean, remember we came back home, and then I think there was a number of things that they did from a schematic standpoint that other teams began to see, and we had to learn how to counter some of that. So really good DePaul team. I mean, I think Northwestern is really good. I think Georgia Tech is good. And they've been able to play really good teams and not only be competitive but win, obviously, in the Georgia Tech game is the one that I'm referencing where I just thought they were terrific. So they present a number of challenges, have a really good player who spent some time in Wichita at Sunrise and Layden Blocker, just an elite-level defender and can get to the rim at a really high rate. And so he's terrific in pick and roll and decision-making. He's really very similar to Crom Boyd and has a ton of value defensively that he brings to the game. And then N.J. Benson is a player who's already proven himself in the Big East and is quite the force around. And then you have C.J. Gunn, who was there a year ago, the transfer from Indiana. So they have pieces. Those three that I just mentioned were all there a year ago. And then they've been able to add other guys who, not only from a size perspective, I mean, they start a 6'10" shooter. Not only from a size perspective do they present challenges, but from physically they have guys who just play with the ability to get to the rim. And then stylistically, their 70% of their buckets are assisted. So they do a great job of just moving the basketball. And it's going to be quite a challenge on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Use the term stylistically. Chris Holtman in his second year there, are they playing somewhat the same as they did last year? Is that kind of him, or is it adjusted maybe to some new personnel?
Yeah, they've adjusted. I mean, they were really three ball heavy a year ago and could really shoot threes, and I mean, one through five, and I remember last year is we had Quincy Ballard on the court. That was always like, what do we do in order to not put two on the ball? And so we had to get cross-matched on a few different occasions in order to not put us in bad situations because of their ability to shoot the ball. All that to say, just don't shoot the three at the same rate. And from a percentage standpoint and from a practicality standpoint, just how often they put them up. But I think they do a better job of getting to the rim. And what they do is they are 12th in the country at taking away your threes. Like, they do not let you shoot threes. And so for us, that's something that's been a plus. I mean, you don't have to go too far there, being from Chicago. You know, when we played the last team from Chicago, a Loyola year, we made 16 of them. And I don't know that they'll let us get 16 attempts. So we'll see how this all plays out. But, yeah, they're different than what they were a year ago.
A little bit unusual, 11 a.m. tip. I'm sure you'll have a word with your guys about being up and ready to go.
Yeah, we get to see them at 8 a.m. I'm excited about it. You know, as you get older, you kind of you don't sleep past a certain daytime once the sun's up. But, I remember reminded of when we played Memphis last year at 11, and that's why we've been practicing at 10. It comes at a good time. And so we've had good juice at 10. And as I tell our guys, if you're juiceless, you're useless. And so we brought great energy at these 10 a.m. practices. And Saturday, it'll be a great crowd. And we expect the same.
All right, Coach, thank you. That's our podcast with Shocker head coach Paul Mills. Thanks for joining us, Shockers, and to Paul at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ring RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.